Phoneboy Speaks, Episode 49, Client Holy Wars. I have frequently said that if you are in the industry long enough, you start seeing the same things over and over again. And whenever I hear about or see arguments about which particular Twitter client or app.net client or whichever client is better, I'm reminded of the VI versus Emacs wars back when I first got into Unix systems in the late 80s and early 90s. And yeah, anyway, it's for at least with VI and Emacs, there's technical differences that you might choose. And even with the clients, there might be some differences. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter which client you choose. Whichever one you feel the most comfortable with, just use. And why you have to berate people over their choice of client, who cares as far as I'm concerned? And with app.net in particular, I think you have to realize that having these kinds of arguments and hating on particular developers really doesn't serve the community. And just take a look at the economics of making an app.net client. There's about 30,000 or 35,000 app.net members, of which there's probably only 2,500 active in any given day. And you make a client for iOS or whatever. I mean, not all of them are going to buy it necessarily. But let's just say for the sake of argument, let's say 3,000 people buy your client, which is like 10% of the app.net population. And let's say you charge $5 a pop for it. Well, that's about $150,000 gross before Apple takes their 30% cut. And so, in that respect, your total addressable market is like about $100,000. And again, that assumes you sell 3,000 copies of it, and you probably won't. So, the reality is that any developer that's making an app.net client is not doing it for the money, because there's really no money in it. So, for those of you on app.net who are get all snippy about particular app.net developers or app.net clients or whatever, just support them all. I mean, there's not enough people to want to buy all these different clients and for the developers to make money. They're doing it more or less to experiment, and out of the goodness of their heart, they're not making money at it. So don't give them a reason to stop developing for app.net and go somewhere else. And really, the conversations are kind of useless anyway, because it's almost like a religion, like sports, like many other things. There's not always a rational reason for choosing one over the other. You just like it, and that's great. And rather than bicker over just kind of pointless differences, as far as I'm concerned, we should revel in the areas that we have in common, because having these sorts of holy wars, as I call them, really don't serve the community, particularly app.net, or really serve any useful purpose that I can see. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.